Hello!
Hello!
I am Illyrio.
And I'm Christine.
Welcome to Pawscast.
Welcome to Pawscast.
This is becoming a theme for us. We're driving and podcasting.
Yes, because we don't have a chance to sit down and chat any other time.
We don't.
This is the only time we have seated side by side. I mean, sure, we have belts on and that sort of thing, but it's the only time we sit here side by side. Chatting.
Just realized you meant seatbelts.
I did mean seatbelts. Yeah. Did you understand anything else?
No, I was like, belts.
I'm actually not wearing a belt, are you?
I'm not wearing a belt either.
I mean, I'm wearing a seatbelt, but I'm not wearing a belt.
Same here. So, we had an interesting day today. What did we do, Christine?
We went paintballing.
Yes, the paintballing. We went to a place that's about an hour and 25 minutes from our house.
Yes.
Up here, north of Rawdon, Quebec. And, boy, this place was huge.
My God, paintballing is such a crazy thing.
What an operation. So you drive up to the parking lot, and then you don't walk to the Welcome Center.
No, no.
They take you there in military personnel carriers.
Yes.
Like the old-fashioned kind that you'd see on MASH.
Yeah, yeah.
The old big Mercedes trucks. And then you get there, and you figure out who the organizer of your particular group is. We had the former singer of my old band had organized a bunch of people, and he managed to organize 42 people in his party. And as such, we had basically that giant group of just us, and of course there are other groups, right, around to play. And it was nice because for most of the games we played, because we played different terrains, different types of games, it was just this group of 42 people.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know everybody in the group, but I recognized certainly a few faces.
Yeah.
And it was nice to say hi and shoot at people, I guess. The very last two games were where they get every single group together in a giant area.
Oh, yeah, right.
That one was called Armageddon.
Yeah.
Don't want to close my eyes. Anyway, that one I didn't appreciate as much because I prefer it just being the group.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like having people that I didn't know all around, and I don't want to rely on someone I don't know.
Well, it's funny.
To cover my ass.
Yeah. Well, but I think they did that because the groups were getting smaller, progressively smaller, right?
So that was my second experience paintballing. The first time I went paintballing was maybe 2 or 3 years ago for a friend's bachelor party weekend.
Yeah.
And in this particular one, this was my second one. This was your first.
It was my very first paintballing experience.
So what did you think?
Well, it's very, young men.
You're going to check out the stomach?
Yeah, it's still good. It's very young male.
Yes, the demographic is definitely a young gamer.
Yeah, they're not
first person shooter fans.
Yeah, they're not aiming to get more of me types.
No.
That's for sure.
No, you're definitely not the target demographic.
I am definitely not the target demographic. What he said. So that was kind of funny because...
Well, you were not the only woman in our group.
I wasn't. There were actually quite a few, considering the target demographic, there were actually quite a few women, ranging from younger and older, and I was amongst the older, but not the oldest. So anyway, it was interesting. But it's very warlike.
Well, yeah. They give you this air rifle.
Yeah.
That's basically a semi-automatic gun and a certain number of bullets based on the package you pay. And
then you can buy additional bullets.
We bought additional bullets.
We did. We probably fired, how did you say, 1,500?
I believe you and I total.
Between you and I?
What did we get at the beginning? 100 bullets each?
No, 300 each, wasn't it?
300 each.
Was
at the beginning. And about 600 later that we shared.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I bought 300 and 400. So 3, 4, 6. That's a number. That's 13. Plus 6.
About
2,000 bullets.
We used 2,000 bullets?
Between the two of us, 2,000 little paintball bullets.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's including the 100 I lost because I tipped my gun over.
Oh, yeah. Illyria decided that it was just more fun to spill the bullets onto the ground.
No, it did not. That was upsetting. I just purchased those.
He did. He just purchased them. They dumped them upside down.
So they get, so they basically, depending on what your package is when you show up, I mean, everybody gets coveralls that are camouflaged.
Yes.
With a serial number on the left breast.
Yeah.
And that's how they know what you asked for while you're actually
that's right.
playing, and you can go to these little different bases in the different areas.
Oh, because they note it down.
Yeah, because they write down your little serial number, and then at the end they know exactly what you are.
Gotcha.
So you don't have to pay anything up front, you pay everything at the end.
Yeah, which is always a nice surprise.
Surprise. And so we got in our basic package, we got a mask with a plexiglass kind of like ski mask part over the eyes.
Yeah.
It also included like face protection that was like dark gray plastic.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that they didn't have full head masks.
Like helmets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the other place you went to have helmets?
No.
Because I got dinged in the head right near the beginning.
Yes.
Like the second
or something.
There's a lovely
pink highlight to your hair.
Yeah.
For a little while.
Yeah. And it dinged. It dinged.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm actually surprised that they didn't have...
We got gloves.
Helmets.
We got two canisters to hold extra bullets.
Yeah, we got neck guards.
We got a gun. We got neck guards. And you paid extra for a chest protector.
I did, which has turned, it turns out I didn't need. No. But that was not the most expensive part of our day. Bullets were the most
expensive bullets are where
part
they get
of the
you.
Day.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
It was actually quite a lot of fun. You and I were on opposite teams for most of the time.
Yes.
I changed teams at the very
end. And Lyra was like, just so I'm changing teams in this round.
Just a little bit. And at one point they had us do a, like an old 18th century.
Oh, yeah.
Walk three steps, shoot, stand there. The other line walks three steps.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was actually quite funny.
So you advance, right? Like,
yeah.
You advance upon each other. And the thing is that, like, at first you think, oh, I want to be the last one standing.
No,
but then, actually, once you get closer and closer to the next line, you're like, shoot me, please, shoot me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be shot at close range.
Yeah, so some of the games were really fun, depending on whether or not the visor was foggy. And the visor
was
fogged
really annoying.
Up really easily. Because, you know, you're hiking around, you're walking around, you're running around, you're sweaty, you are perspiring, and so it's going to get foggy. And they have these stations where you can get more bullets, and you could Windex your visor if you got shot in the face. I got shot in the face 3 times.
Did you?
Well, I got shot directly in the face 2 times, and I got shot on the barrel of the gun, which ricocheted... No, shot on the elbow, and it ricocheted on my visor. And then this one time, I thought for sure I was going to get this guy across the area. He was in one shipping container, and I was like behind the door of another shipping container.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I was going to get him. But he eventually got me, and he got me right on the knuckle.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt anymore, but boy, that stings.
Yeah.
So all in all, a fun day. We had to leave the house around 7 o'clock. Stop by Starbucks, of course. You know, there's no better way to start off a day of paintballing than with a pumpkin spice latte, right, Christine?
That's right.
Awesome.
Starbucks, you can send your royalty check to our address.
Give me a break. I'm still upset that my gold card status no longer gives me free soy milk.
I know, maybe you should call them and complain.
But at least now to get a free drink, you only need 12 purchases, not 15 in a month. So that's easier. It actually apparently might be cheaper, but I'm not convinced. Yeah, so...
Anyway.
So that was our day. Tomorrow, you're taking the kids to the zoo.
I am.
And I'm hitting the books and finishing my quarterly reports.
Yes. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
And, so we're... Illyria's busy tomorrow, and we're going to be busy visiting the animals tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're doing something at Granby Zoo, which is the zoo you're going to where the... Are the animals dressed up for Halloween?
Yes, they are.
That sounds awful. Take lots of pictures so that we can post them in...
I will.
In the Facebook group.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm done talking. I want to focus on driving.
Yeah, you focus on driving. So we would like to wish you all a happy Halloween.
Woo!
And... and have a superb weekend, because it is superb weekend time. And this is probably going to be one of the last superb weekends. But have a super, super Halloween. Enjoy yourselves. Dress up. Send us pictures of what you look like dressed up. We want to see.
Yeah, post them on the Facebook group.
And for those of you who have children, you can post their pictures of dressed up costumes.
Yes, don't feel compelled. We're not child predators.
No.
So if you want to go for
costumes.
It, if you don't, we understand.
We
want to
see costumes. Lots and lots of costumes
from all ages.
All right.
All age ranges.
So have fun.
Hey, well,
eat lots of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, one more thing.
Oh, we should have stopped and bought pumpkin pie.
No.
Yes, I love pumpkin pie.
You can make pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I know, but then I'd have to make it.
I just want to say one more thing. People loved the previous episode where you were visited by Vino Man.
Vino Man!
Yes. Drunken Christina's a hit. Are you drunk now?
No.
All right.
Although there's rum and coke in the trunk.
There is.
So if we're stranded on the side of the road, we'll at least have something to drink.
We'll at least have something to drink. Oh, yeah, and our fridge is busted. More on that
oh,
in the next episode.
Oh, my God. More
we'll
of that
you know
later.
If that gets any better.
Ah.
It doesn't help when we're super busy and we can't get a repair
yeah,
person.
Yeah, call
in.
The repair person.
And it's not
person.
Like it's cold enough outside to keep stuff outside.
Ah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, everybody. Until next time.
Tune in and rock on. How do I turn this off?
Just wait.
Oh, it's unlocked. It's unlocked. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah,
man. Bye.
it's a war of
it's a war.